and I expect everybody to be inside. If you came here for the program, come inside the hall. If you are here for the program, come inside the hall. Stop wandering outside. Except if you are a wandering spirit. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, and I will read from verse 10. Listen and follow with me. I read in the name of Jesus Christ. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 before we sit down. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians chapter 10. I read from verse 3, 4 verses there. Second Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Church, a few years back when this ministry started, I was asking the Lord, why are we not seeing? I was asking him, I have shared that with you members of this church before, but for the sake of those who may be hearing me for the first time, why am I not seeing cripples rising after a vigil? I was in a car driving home. My driver was driving me, I was at the back, and he spoke to me loudly, said, but cripples walk in your ministry every day. And he spoke to me that the cripples there are people. He said, that was the day he told me, he said, Satan is no longer crippling people physically. Your leg cripple, and all those ones. He said, when Satan was doing that, he said, he released the anointing at that time to counter it. That was when every crusade, they went some years back in the early years of the revival, after the Azusa Street revival. William Branham went his own. They would take trailer loads, crutches. They would load crutches that people leave behind. Cripples all walking. He said, at that time, he released the anointing for them. He said, now, Satan is crippling the people's lives, crippled their businesses, crippled their finances, crippled their marriages. People will rise, and for nothing you will fall down, yakata. Start all over again. He said, he, God, has raised this ministry so that the cripples will rise and walk again. One of the areas tormenting the children of God, especially in this part of the world, are witches and wizards and occultic people, spiritual wickedness. They are laughing with you, but in the spirit they have finished you, or they are finishing you. And as a church, under the leadership of the Holy Ghost, we declare once every year in the month of March a battle against enemies of our destiny. God is looking for a man that will stand in the gap. You are that man and that woman tonight. For this year, 2011. Hallelujah. This year, 2011's family deliverance program. For the people of God whose lives have been crippled. The whole family have been a laughing stock. You yourself have been a laughing stock. For those people who are here tonight to rise and possess their possession and rise above the enemy, as a servant of God, I, Pastor Moses Alu, the overseer of the Bride Assembly, declare this battle open tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, I declare a battle for the deliverance of your family. I declare it open today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As nothing could stop you coming here this night, nothing will stop your testimony. By 7 a.m. this morning, a woman called me this morning. When I asked Pastor Cosmas, he said, you promised to visit her tomorrow, Cosmas. She said, she delivered last week by a cesarean operation, a CS. And she said, she died. She said, before she passed, she said she saw that they brought her the baby dead. And she doesn't know what happened. She too, she died. But somehow, she found herself going somewhere. Her spirit was gone, going. And she said that I appeared before her and stopped her on the way. And that I told her, go back and take care of that baby. She said, I gave her even the name of the baby in the spirit. She said she turned back and came back, and suddenly she saw herself lying in the hospital bed, and people around her were shocked. They were surprised. She's come back to life. And then she turned and she was asking, where is my baby? The dead baby that had died more than 3 hours. She said suddenly the baby came back to life. Cosmos, where is Cosmos? Hallelujah. That same angel that visited that woman is here this night. Every dead aspect of your life will come back alive tonight. Hallelujah. Are you with the names of your family members? We are going to sing a song Hymn number 100. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. The coordinators will direct you line by line so that we are very orderly at the altar. You will come to these baskets in front here and you will drop those prayer, the list of the members of your family that you are standing in the gap for. You are supposed to have written it. You will drop them here. When we sing hymn number 100, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. Do you believe it? Let the coordinators direct them line by line, line by line.
Beside the highway begging, his eyes were blind, the light he could not see.
He crossed his way,
he got and shivered in the shadow. Then Jesus spoke,
hallelujah.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, all tears are like a
rain.
He breaks the gloom, I feel the light with glory. For all his strength, from whom I'm friends, the evil spirits drove it. Among that folks, he dwelt in misery.
He caught himself
as demon powers possess him. Then Jesus came and set the captives free.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken.
Oh.
When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom, I feel my life with glory. When Jesus comes to say, all clean on me, the labor and the torment, the death of all, in helplessness to near,
the fever rage.
Disease has gripped his feet. Then Jesus came and cast out every
fear. Hallelujah.
Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. I feel the light we go for all is dead. When Jesus comes to say, some men to let,
I found the Savior
able. They will not harm, the compassion does not see.
Their broken hearts
have left them sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and dwelt himself with him.
Hallelujah.
angels God.
Yes, sir.
The dangers by His word.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus God.
Yes, sir.
All tears are wiped away.
Yes, sir.
Wiped away.
He knows the truth. I feel the life He knows.
Oh, when Jesus comes,
the tender fire is broken. When Jesus comes, our tears are wiped away.
Wiped away.
He knows the truth. And in the life we live, for all is changed.
Jesus comes to stay.
Yes, sir.
Living below, it is so simple.
Everybody,
I'm the comfort can afford.
Striving along
to face temptations.
Oh,
yeah, we are cool to the Lord.
Oh, we are cool I go.
Refuge for my soul.
Needing no friend.
go, lie go.
To be praised.
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my death. Oh, the Lord.
Salvation be exalted.
It's not by power. It's not by might.
It's not by power.
It's not by might.
You are the mighty one in battle.
tonight, they will scatter. Chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22. Let me come close in case I see any demon near you. Hallelujah. Okay, now let's go to Jeremiah first. Jeremiah chapter 8 first. Let's read Jeremiah first. For every problem that has a beginning, there is an end. Somebody here, the end of your family frustration has come. I believe it. I believe it with the whole of my heart. I believe it. Jeremiah chapter 8. Jeremiah chapter 8. I read one verse. And if you're there with me, today is not, throughout these 3 days, it's not for preaching. It is for prayer. But we must say something. We must say something. We say it very briefly. It's very important. Because the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why one of our favorite songs in this church is Living by Faith in Jesus Above, Trusting, Confiding in His great love, from all harm safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith, I'm feeling no harm. The just shall live by faith. And He says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him, God. Hallelujah. For he that cometh to him must believe that he, God, is God, not a man. That he is God. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. And faith cometh by hearing. Hearing Pastor Moses' own word? No. Hearing which word? The word of God. And this is the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no medical doctor there, physician there? Amen. Hallelujah. And that question is for every one of us here that has continually persisted. Some of you have gone from place to place. You have gone to mountains. You've gone to prayer houses, prayer programs like this. You've done dry fasting. You've gone to every camp in Nigeria and knows you. But your condition is not changing. Why? William Branham preached a message. He titled it, Why? Why are you in that same condition? The whole scripture is here. All the promises of God, they are yea and amen. Isaiah 55 says, the word that cometh out of my mouth shall not return to me void. He, God, watches over his word to perform it. But his word has been released to you. What is happening? Why is your condition not changing? Everybody knows you. You are a prayerful one. Nobody sleeps in your compound. Every day, prayer, prayer, prayer. Why is the condition not changing? There's a reason. God is not a lie. God is not a liar. God does not lie. God is not a man. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are three reasons why. Maybe one of you here, anybody here, maybe you fall within one of these categories. The first reason that a man's condition will not change. Number one reason why, sister, your condition cannot change. Number one is sin. Isaiah 59. Can we open it? If you are there. Behold, verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. So anytime you are in trouble, God's hand is long enough to save you. Anytime you cry, his ear is wide open to hear you. So, hallelujah. His ear is, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But, verse 2, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. See? And when we come before God's presence like this, this is a time for every one of us to be very, very sincere. Very, very sincere. God is not a man. You can lie to your pastor and be a hypocrite and be a pretender before him, but you can't lie before God who seeth all things. What God is looking for is somebody. Look, you know, before you can even receive healing, before you can receive healing if you are sick, you first is you have to accept that you are sick. Because you have to accept the fact that you are sick before you begin to think of healing. But if somebody is weak down, they are saying, sister, you are sick. He said, no, I'm okay. Can that person ever receive healing? That's the truth. Praise the Lord. That is why some people, they bring people to me for deliverance. and they think that I have one type of power that whether the person likes it or not, he must be delivered. But I know better that the person you are bringing for deliverance, if he does not want to be delivered, there is nothing, even if Jesus stands, he can't be delivered. Jesus will tell the demon, go. He will tell the demon, say, I better wait for me for outside. Amen. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say, I think Brother Jerry, you pray with me, deliverance in my office. Sometimes somebody comes to you, that pastor, I'm tired of this. Then once you start to pray, finish, you go front face. Then he wants to fight me. So I go tell Luke Jerry, say, cut this deliverance. Sister, when you're ready for deliverance, come to me. Amen. Oh, it has happened several times. That sister lost that spirit. But she came to fulfill all righteousness. Go for deliverance now. Okay, make I go. So that she will go back and tell them, say, I went for deliverance. I even met the pastor, say. So you see, say, Mona, no, they say, I don't want deliverance. She will not say, I don't go. So maybe she didn't know where she was going to before. Then maybe suddenly, you see the angel, because not be me the doer, not the angel the doer. You will see that angel tonight. That angel will go to your village. Oh, do you think I am the one that woman that delivered last week saw? Not be me. He saw the covenant angel of this ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number one, you have to accept the reason. Church, without holiness, no man will see God. And it is a foolish thing for a Christian who does not go to Babalawo, who has no other means of protection than the Almighty God. You have no other means of protection than Christ Jesus. You decided you are a Christian, and yet you will not follow that Jesus. Jesus turned and looked at the people one time and said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I tell you? Amen. How can your condition change? I am saying this because certainly as many as we queue up for deliverance in this program, certain, I am confident, I am sure, there shall be testimonies. This person talking is a deliverance minister. That's why I'm talking confidently. I have seen God deliver. I told some ministers that visited this morning, this evening in my office, I told them, I said that the privilege that God has given us here, we've not seen it anywhere, that God has given us privilege to confirm his reality in this ministry. God is real. Church, God is not an idea. Jesus Christ is not an idea. It's not a philosophy. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is about life or death. Why will you decide to hold on to God and still hold on to Satan? Why will you depend on God to deliver you and still you don't yield yourself fully to him? What is withholding you? Is there any life anywhere better than life in Christ Jesus? I can tell you confidently, none. One minister was giving me testimony. Well, giving those visiting ministers in my office testimony. One of the prophets, he said that he came to this church. He was an agbero. So he was written off. He was so useless until his mother, because he was the only son the mother had, the only hope. He said the mother up to twice entered the road so the vehicle will hit her. She said life is needless, because what is the use living when I have no child? The only one I have is very useless. He said people used to warn their children, don't go near him, don't say that, he will not influence you. But when it pleased God, oh blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that few years back, that his mother came to the church one day, and then saw what was going on, because she was going up and down looking for a solution which church to go. Over this one prayer point, a mother crying stood in the gap for a son, and God delivered the son. You are standing in the gap today for your family members. That same God never changes. Hey, do you believe it? A mother stood in the gap for her only useless son to be changed. She had confidence in the God of Israel. She didn't go to Babalawo. She decided to be going from church to church. God honored her faith. Prophet Joseph, one day, he said, the Lord is giving me a revelation. Who is Godwin? He said, some Godwins came out. He didn't come out. He said, that day, he came, followed the mother, dragged him by force. He said, he sat at the back. And smarter he went, because he wants to go, run. What did this woman, they can't come to church for? He said, the service finished, he left. The mother said, no be your Godwin. And they called that time. He said, no be my Godwin. No be my Godwin. Who know me there? Nobody know me there. He said, the second time again he came, and then decided to just write those four Godwin that came out. Prophet Joseph said, no, this is not the face I am seeing. All of you go back. He called, nobody came. He went back to sit down. He said, some days later, he wrote, something just dragged him. He just wrote a small prayer request. He saw Prophet Joseph again and said, please, can you help me take and make you pray for me? He said, immediately he collected the paper. He saw God. He said, ha, this is the face I saw. And dragged him and told him that God says he wants to use you. Hallelujah. And he was giving testimony of how he said, after that, we were having a camp meeting. And then he said, I was standing at the altar and I said, receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. For the first time in his life, the power of God packed him and threw him down. And from that day his life changed. Now he says he is the first man in that kindred. The cause was serious. The first man in that kindred went and did traditional marriage. He said he's the first in that kindred that ride car, that wedded in the church. He's the first that built house in his village. He has built house in the kindred. I saw the picture of that house, a beautiful house. Why? Blessed be the name of the Lord. He got connected to the source of life and his life changed. God answered the prayer of a woman crying for her only son. She stood in the gap. Like you are standing in the gap now. You wrote the name of the person you are standing in the gap. Those names are here at the altar now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sin will separate you from God. And once you are separated from God, Satan takes over freely, unhindered. That's why you live a life of struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle. The Bible says, whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. Why are you only partially free? Why is your own like that? It may be that secret sin you are involved in. You are believing God to fight a battle for you, and you yourself, you are having a battle with God. How can God deliver you when you are here fornicating with Asmodi girls? The Bible calls Satan the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12 says so. He is the accuser of the brethren. What is he accusing us of? Anytime you step out of God's glory, and the Bible says, break the edge, what will happen? Serpent will bite you. There are women that Satan anoints, releases them, particularly in Mami Water Kingdom. They are there to collect the people's glory. And you are going, you see a girl, you have not married her. You take her and sleep with her. And on top of your bed is a Bible. There is sticker on top of your bed. And even what is written in that sticker is judging you. And it means nothing to you. On that sticker is, Christ is the silent listener to every conversation in this house. Who has ever seen that sticker? It's there now. Christ is the head of this house, the silent listener to every conversation. You pasted it there. And under it is 2011, my year of multiple harvest. And you are bringing a Mami Water woman to sleep with you on in that same room. Then she collect your glory. In the morning she's going, you are coming to say Holy Ghost fire. Anywhere my, when the fire is coming, Satan, the accuser of the brethren, will say, hey, Holy Ghost fire, don't come near me. See, I'm here. He sleep with me. It sounds funny, but that is what happens in the spirit. Go anywhere unless the mercy of God just come, because our God is so merciful. And the only way for it to reverse is repentance. The only way is repentance. I'm saying it now for somebody sitting down here to know that you may be the cause of your problem. You are saying witches are tormenting you. Why are witches tormenting you? There is no door into you. The door is open. You open it through the type of life that you live. Sin, oh, sin is a hindrance. And what is sin? Every act of unrighteousness is sin. The Bible says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Sin is every disobedience to the word of God. Sin is sin. Anything the Bible says don't do, you don't do it. And there is a spoken word of God, and there is a written word of God. There is a spoken word of God, it's written here. And sometimes some things are not written here, but you hear the voice of God speaking to you. You hear it, you know it. You know it, oh, you know it. Praise the Lord. And please, I want to say something very interesting here. It is not to weaken anybody's faith, but I'm telling you this so that tomorrow you may not need to come here, somebody. Because you may be coming here to waste your time. The difference between this church and other ministries is that we owe you the truth and we tell you the truth. The Bible says two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Elijah was in the time of famine. Every food supply was finished. God told him, a specific widow of Zarephath, he said, go there, I have prepared a widow there for you to take care of you. The emphasis there is that it was a specific place. Church, there is a specific place for God to meet with every one of us. And until you find that place, you will never find, you may never find your deliverance. Why is it that you go to certain churches, see testimonies, everybody testimony, but you, your own, no testimony? It's because that is not the place God has ordained for you. Okay, and one of the ways, why is God not ordaining that place for you? Because every testimony you have, there is a reason why God gives you that miracle. There's a reason why. Okay, let me not go too far, because we want to pray. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. In this church, this is a church that believes in holiness. Let me tell you something. This church here, we, our members, our believers, the women don't wear trousers. Now, let me tell you, that is the truth. Now, there are churches that say it doesn't matter, you can wear trouser. Now, if you are a trouser wearing Christian sister, you are in a wrong address. Two cannot work together. The angel, covenant angel of this ministry, does not deal with people who wear trouser. Hey, this kind of pastor. You know how many people? Many people come. You know how many people come? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is this: if you disguise, you remove your earring, hide them for your bag, remove trouser, or carry wrapper, cover trouser. Now I should sit down here. Come sit down. The angel that works in this ministry does not relate with such faith. If you go, the angel that works in Christ's embassy likes that type of people. Sin. That's what disturbs you. How can you come to a ministry like this and not testify? It's not possible. We know what is going on in the spirit in this ministry. God raised this church to condemn some churches. That is why we preach it hard, because nobody comes here by accident. You may be a true child of God, but a stubborn one. And we need to tell you things that your pastor will not tell you. Does it mean I hate you? Hey, sister, don't frown face at me. Because the anointing on me, if I see frowning face, the thing they increase. You don't like truth, then you come here. And tell you, say, this is a Pentecostal denominational church. You think we brought you here to collect money from you? No. We came here to make an open show of the enemy. We came here to test Satan. There is a higher power than his own. We came here to tell every Pharaoh, let my people go. My name is Moses. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The second reason is that you may not be committing any visible sin. You may not be fornicating, lying, drinking, smoking, carrying on all those nonsense unbelievers do. You decided to stay and live true to God. Yet, the Bible in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Ignorance can make a child of God live an unfulfilled life. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of your position in Christ. And there is one common ignorance among the children of God today. Today in churches, so many, one ignorance is that they do not know that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That the reason why God sent Jesus Christ to the cross on Calvary for us was because of the sin, the curse that we inherited from our father and our mother, Adam and Eve. That sin is upon every human being. But he made a way for that sin to be remitted through the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross on Calvary. And he did it. And we are to identify with the death, the burial, and resurrection. And once you identify with it, it confirms you believe. For he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. If you believe that you are the reason why he went to the cross on Calvary, you must go for water baptism. If not, as holy as you are, Satan knows that law. That curse is still upon you. He will manipulate you. He can go in and out of you anytime he likes because your sin has not been remitted. That is what we do here every Tuesday. We bring the people here and let them wash away their sins. And you say, I have been baptized, but how were you baptized? There's a correct way of doing it. Satan, knowing the importance, he threw error into it. If you have been baptized, sprinkling water, I came. Is there water there now? Confirm. Hallelujah. If anybody sprinkle water on you, you have not yet been baptized. Water baptism is not by sprinkling. If they baptize you as an infant, you have not yet been baptized. The reason is, the formula is in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You must first repent. Repent and be baptized. Every one of us, for all have sinned. All have sinned, including that little child. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. But God made provision on the cross of Calvary. He that believe, now you repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is what Acts 2:38 says. Praise the Lord. And if you are here today, you say, yes, I have been baptized. Infant baptism, I say, is not baptismal because that infant has not repented. Leave that infant to grow. What if he die? If he die, he will, the maker not say he die as an infant. He has his law to take care of that. And you cannot stand in the gap for your child. There is only one man that has stood in the gap for every human being. There is one mediator between God and man. Who is that person? Shout his name again. Shout his name again. Oh, glory be to God. That is why at the mention of his name, every knee must bow. For he is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He came to his own. His own received him not. John 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God. How many have received him? How many have received him? How many have received him? Put down your hand. If you have received him, how many has he given power to become a child of God? Oh, that is another sermon. Let me not go that way. Put down your hands. Because some people that raise up their hand, if I explain to you the power to become a child of God, when I ask you, you will not put it up again. That's the truth. We will explain it to you in June. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Our June program for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there is wrong baptism. And you say, I baptize. Baptism is by immersion. That is, you die, that is repentance. You are buried with him on the third day he resurrected. You come out of that water. Not sprinkling of water. It is by immersion. But there is also wrong immersion. Wrong immersion. Because Matthew 28 verse 19, and that scripture is not repeated anywhere in the Bible. Go in, preach to the whole world, baptizing the people in the name. Somebody shout name. Shout name. Shout name. Can I ask a question? If you are coming here for the first time, can you just wave your hand? You've never visited this church before. Wave it, wave it. Okay, put down your hand. You have never come to this church on a Tuesday program. Our regular Tuesday program. If you have never attended that Tuesday program, wave your hand. Let me see. Okay? So I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. He said, baptize in the name. It's one name. That name is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. English. It's English. It's English. No wonder. English is so important. Church, listen. English language is so important in Nigeria educational system. If you want to read anything you want to read, number one requirement is that you must pass at least a credit for English. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because you will never be successful in your area, in your field of study, your career, if you cannot understand English. And if you don't understand English, you cannot interpret an English Bible. And when we say understand English, don't say he's a reverend doctor. He is not holding doctorate degree in English language. Don't say he owns PhD. He may do PhD. It's a philosophy. It's philosophy. Hallelujah. He has doctorate degree in history. It's not English language. So I will not be surprised that though you are a reverend doctor, but you may not be able to interpret correctly an English Bible. If not, he said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He didn't say in the names. He said name. Singular name. English. I'm teaching you English now. I should teach you English. What he said, baptize in the name, one name of the Father and of the Son. It means the same name of the Father is the same name of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It means it's the same name of the Holy Ghost. It means one name. That name is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So search the Bible. What is the name of the Father? You will discover the name of the Father he gave to the Son. What is the name of the Holy Ghost? Romans, John 14 verse 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which the Father will send in my name. That means the Holy Ghost will be coming in the name of the Son. Therefore, the name of the Father is the name of the Son, is the name of the Holy Ghost. One name, and that is the only name that any baptism in the Bible was done by. What is that name? Shout that name. Shout that name. Jesus is the name of our God. Jehovah Almighty, his name is Jesus. Ha! Anytime you say Jesus, don't look at a man that was walking on the shores of Galilee. Don't look at that man that the Jews were beating and hitting. Anytime you say Jesus, you are calling upon the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. But because he chose a man and put his spirit in him without measure, for the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily. Colossians 1 verse 19. That made him, Colossians 1 15, the image of the invisible God. Praise the Lord. And if you are truly a good student, go and baptize in the name of the Father. Father is not a name. Father is a title. Of anybody that has children, he is called Father. But every father has his name. You are a father. Eh?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
My name is Obunna.
What is the name of this father?
Oji.
This father looking at me now.
The name is Obunna.
But you are a father.
Yes.
So what is the name of the father?
The name of the father is Obunna.
Obunna is the name of this father here.
Yes.
You are a father because you have children.
Ponquem.
So, if anybody has taken you to the water and say, according to Matthew 28 verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost and put you inside water and bring you out. He has not yet baptized you in the name. Go and rebaptize. That's why you came here. So that your sins will be remitted. That is the only way. And it brings you under a covenant with the creator of the heavens and the earth. He entered a covenant with mankind and he sealed that covenant for redemption with the blood of his only begotten son. Every other covenant automatically is broken. Now you can stand and face that shrine in your compound. Go there and tell that shrine, I'm gonna stay right under the blood. I'm gonna stay right under the blood. I'm gonna stay right under the blood. Where the devil's gonna do me no harm. He can't harm you. Because you're under a higher covenant than any other covenant your forefathers had with any demon. Oh, even this new covenant we have entered into nullified the old covenant that God had with his people, the Old Testament. This new covenant is higher than any other covenant God has ever had on earth. Oh, glory be to God. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lack of knowledge. Hey, Jesus. And the third reason why you cannot, that demon cannot leave you, it's because you don't pray. Jesus told his disciples and told all of us, watch and pray. Because he said, what I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch and pray. Watch, because Satan, the adversary, going to and fro, seeking whom, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may destroy, devour. You see? The thief coming up to steal, kill, and destroy your life. He said, watch and pray. Some of you are spending this night now by force because it is family deliverance once in a year. In this church, every Friday we do vigil. How can a true child of God come for such, soak yourself under such prayer, and then anybody will hold your destiny for so long? Pray, prayer. And I want to link there too. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Even knowledge of prayer. Some people don't know how to pray. Church, listen. When I tell you that to stand up and pray, some of you are going to stand up and start speaking in tongue. See where Satan is dealing with people. Thank you, brother. Amen. See how Satan deceives people. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because in your church, your pastor called you and they taught you how to speak in tongue. Letting you know that any time that is the highest form of prayer is not to pray in a language that be known, is to pray in a heavenly language. He said, he told you when you speak in that language, he said, Satan can never hear you. And I say, it is because you don't know Satan. Satan was first living in heaven. So every language in heaven, Satan knows it. language in heaven, Satan knows it. Even if it is the heavenly one you are praying, you are speaking, I won't even have a problem with that. But the truth is, you know yourself that tongue you are singing, praying with sister, now your pastor teach you. Open your mouth. When I count 1, 2, 3, go. Anything that comes to your mouth, just begin to say it. Just begin to say it. Say it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Don't hold yourself. You are the one holding yourself. Every believer is supposed to speak in tongue. Because it builds up yourself. You charge yourself. You speak in tongue. You speak in tongue. And when you speak that, you know, and then, are you ready? Stand very well. You stand up. When I count 1, 2, 3, go. Anything that comes to your mouth, just say it. And then you are there. 1, 2, 3, go. Mama kaka. I said, that's right, that's right. Go ahead, go ahead. That's right, go ahead. Receive, receive, receive. Here, mama kaka. Here, mata. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead. You are getting it, you are getting it. Go ahead, go ahead. And then you take off. You go. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Yes, with evidence of speaking in tongue? Yes. Speak, let me hear. Make I speak, make you hear. Okay. Then you go remember how I take. I tell me that time. And then somebody, your condition no great change. Power must change hand. You decided this week another chop. Dry fasting 7 days. Then every night I know they sleep. I must battle that demon that comes to me every night. And then you take off in the night. And then it's now 12 midnight. The hour don't come. You go and wash your face. Clean your mouth. And then before you know what, you wake up. Here, mama, toko, toko. Here, mama, toko, toko. Here, mama, toko, toko. What is her problem? She's getting overdue for marriage. Here, mama, toko, toko, toko. Tere, 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 from 12 o'clock till 4 a.m. Then you go and lie down. He has not spoken your prayer request. One, and you are going to continue fasting again the next day. You see how wicked Satan is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Acts of Apostle, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Peter stood up at the upper room. He gathered 120 of them and said, now the time has come. Open your mouth. When I count 1, 2, 3, then begin anything that comes to your mouth, begin to speak. I think that is what happened. He says, suddenly. That suddenly you must experience it. If it's a genuine gift of God. Suddenly, that is, you were not in expectation of it. There was a mighty rushing wind that blew into the room. The Holy Ghost came with tongues of fire and stood upon everyone. And the Holy Ghost came upon them and they began to speak in unknown tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. It is a supernatural action that it surprises you yourself. And everyone that has that gift, it's not a gift that you can will. The only gift, in fact, there is no gift that you can even will. None. Even a prophet, a seer, that he must enter spirit first before he will see. You can't just come and meet him sitting down and then playing with his wife, joking with his family at home, and then you phone, you call him and say, hey, Abeg, I want travel, make you look road for me. You go and succeed. I mean, no go succeed. Then he will tell you, as a prophet now, go, you will succeed. If anybody answer you like that, it's deceiving you. A proper prophet will say, okay, sister, just a minute. Can you call me back? It's so hour. Or you will see, you yourself, you will know from what he's saying that he's trying to enter spirit. But before you finish talking, he said, "Oh, sister, just go, go. The Lord is with you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Just know he's deceiving you. Just want to make you leave and go. Make you leave and go." Praise the Lord. A prophet will go in the spirit. That every one of them knows what to do to be in the spirit. You who speak in tongue. Because one is a gift. The anointing will come down. The atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere will be right. There is a prayer. As you are praying, you will enter the realm. You will not know when you have left. You will be hearing yourself speaking in tongue. You will try to stop. You will not be able to stop until he has finished, because you are not the one praying. It is the Holy Ghost now praying using your voice. Praise the Lord. So stop that. That's why your condition never changed. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said, Apostle Paul said, if any of you has a problem, then you come, you want to pray for the person. He said, and then immediately the person comes, you begin to, he said, the person does not know what you are saying. He said, how can the person say amen to your prayer? It's there, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And so, pastor, pray for me. Immediately you kneel down. He places his hand. You don't know whether they curse you. They curse you. That's the truth. That's why instead of your condition to change, they increase. And if the tongue you are speaking is your pastor that you are copying, you don't know whether you are cursing God or you are cursing yourself. So it's dangerous to speak in tongue that you don't know if it is an unction of the Holy Ghost. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When I give any prayer point here now, you will stand up and you will tell Papa God, talk to him the way you talk to your father in the village. Papa, come, Okusido. Papa, tell me why my condition always change. This prayer, why they pray? You know they hear me. Okay, Papa, if I offend you, forgive me. Haba, am I not more holy than Nkiru? Nkiru don't get husband. What if I do you well enough? Okay, tell me what I do. I go repent. When I say pray, I mean pray. Talk to your heavenly father. This is the confidence that we have. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. This is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything, hallelujah, in his name, he heareth us. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Oh, glory be to God. And when it comes to prayer, there are ingredients for a prayer to be answered. Hallelujah. Number one, in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, when you stand praying, because in verse 23, he said, if you say to this mountain, that's prayer, be thou removed. If you turn to this shrine in the village, be thou removed, and be thou cast to the ocean. And the Bible says, you will not doubt in your heart, but you will believe that what you say will come to pass. You will have what you say. And he said, when you start praying, what should you do? He said, believe, and you shall have whatsoever you ask. So unbelief can hinder your prayer. You can pray prayer of unbelief. Church, this atmosphere is an atmosphere of the testimonies. Anything you say here will come to pass, because my heart desire, I tell God every time, I say, the evidence that people will know that God is in this ministry will not be that anytime they have problem, they will run to the pastor, they will run to a prophet. I say, no, that is not the evidence. The evidence is that when they enter this atmosphere, this auditorium, anywhere they kneel down, they pray, Lord, answer them. By that, they will know you are here. That has been my prayer all along, all along, all along. That is why, every time of the day, 24 hours of the day, if you are coming here for prayer, nobody stops you. We've won the security, allow anybody. We have seen people who run from their homes and dash straight here. Knelt at this altar and challenge God. And God answered them. You're in an atmosphere of testimonies here and you don't know it. And that is why I'm saying it very hard like this. For any child of God that is joking with your life, allowing Satan to mess up with you because there's something you should do that you are refusing to do or you don't know you should do it. And the second thing in that chapter is unforgiveness. There's anybody coming for deliverance here now and be part of the grace for this program. If you are holding anything against anybody, let go from your heart. Forgive. Whoever is responsible for any frustration you are passing through now, forgive. Anytime you forgive, you don't know, you are handing over that person to God. Don't you ever believe, don't you ever think that anybody that offends you and you forgive, that person is going free. Nobody touches a child of God and goes free. Oh, have you not heard? He said, if anybody will give just a cup of water to anybody in the name of a disciple, because you know this person is a Christian, and you decided to give that person a cup of water to drink, he said it will not go unrewarded. The opposite of that, Uncle. You know somebody is a child of God and you are tormenting him, you are tormenting her. Just forgive. He says, if your enemy be hungry, do what? Yes. In so doing, he said, you are heaping coals of fire. Leave the battle to God. That is why he said, our weapon of warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Whatever battle we are going to fight, we are going to fight through God. That is why we are here, to fight through God. Anything you say happen in the name of Jesus, it will happen. If you say thunder strike in the name of Jesus, it's through God. Because now God will carry that fire, go burn there. Hallelujah. But when you live here, you see them, shake hand with them. Shake hand, bless them. Amen. But when you go on your knees, close your eyes. Anything, every battle you commit to God, every true child of God, just know the Bible calls you the apple of God's eyes. The apple of God's eyes. Every hindrance today, may it leave you in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there no balm in Gilead? You have just sung, he's the mighty one in battle. If he's the mighty one in battle, have you handed over your battle to him? Oh, glory be to God. And spiritual battle, they are fought spiritually. Church, listen now before we start to pray now. They are fought spiritually. Amen. We are fighting an enemy that we cannot see. That is why it is only Christians that fight their battle in an unusual way. Every battle that is fought with eyes open. But it's Christians that fight their own battle with eyes closed. In prayer. And in a prophetic ministry like this ministry, there will be a lot of prophetic actions. We told you to bring padlock. We told you to bring sachet of pure water. We told you to bring mirror. They are all point of contact. Somebody shout point of contact. Now say very loud. We are thousands here. Say point of contact. Say it again. Point of contact. Can you raise one of them? One of them. Raise one of them. Raise one of them. Just raise up one of them. Raise up one of them. Show it. Say point of contact. Anyone, say it again. Point of contact. Say this is a point of contact. Say it. Say this is a point of contact. Put down your hand. We conduct deliverance in this ministry. And this action we are doing now, I have been fought. This ministry has been fought. Thomas, Ojade, Afam, they have fought us. Hallelujah. Evil members of this church, blind carnal members of this church, they have fought it. But the more you fight, the more I increase the number. Amen. We force anybody to come to this church. If you don't like, go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A witch, before they threw their concussion, let me tell you, how many people has any witch been bold enough to come and stand before you and curse you face to face? Very few. In fact, let me tell you, hallelujah, when a young man went to his house last week, and there's an occultic man living in his compound there, he knows. He opened his door in the night, opened his door to go in, and saw blood on the doorstep, on the door, in the kitchen, fresh blood everywhere. And immediately he was afraid, he phoned me. I say, I beg, carry water, wash and come out. Which we won't deal with you. He's not going to let you see the blood. They are putting you down to scare you, to torment you, then you'll be afraid. And so many of us, what the devil uses to torment us, to open the way, to strike us, he uses fear. 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 Hallelujah. See, Pastor Moses Alu talking to you here. Anything that happens around me, the last thing that comes to my mind is that it is arrow. That's the last. I'm telling you, that is the truth. The last thing is arrow. Sometimes when even it is clear this is arrow, I will still want to interpret it differently. The reason is, I just feel that where I am hiding, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. I am hiding not as a pastor, but as a born again Christian that follow this Bible to the letter and to the spirit. I am hiding under the saving grace of the blood of Jesus Christ. Where will that arrow come from? I gave my life to Christ in 1989. Till today, I have not gone to the hospital. When I'm sick, I pray. Because I believe in prayer. And God has not allowed me to even have accident, maybe to go to the hospital for dressing. And may it never happen to me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until last week Friday, there were some people I was collecting deliverance for from here. One of those I was collecting deliverance from, some young girl among them, that something was projected from her and it hit me on the hand. Up to this moment, the pain is still there. And when I got home, I was telling my wife, I said, see, Satan, it is say I be those kind ministers where if he hit me now, then fear will catch me. I said, he hit me, but he come out from the girl, come out, he run. But before he run, he hit me first. Praise the Lord. I took my anointing oil and rubbed that place. And I forgot about it. In fact, now the feel say it still they pay me. And now as I talk, so now so I remember. As I touch, I say still they pay me small more there. Praise the Lord. Not for me to fear. He can do me nothing. Nothing. Not only me. Every true child of God should be able to stand and make this boast. The power behind us, they are greater than the power behind them. there's some ministers now. Hey, they will jump from place to place. He hit me. Pastor, he hit me. Pastor, he hit me. He hit me. He must hit you now. When two people they fight, if you hit, I never hit you before. There's nothing new about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The witch, what he does is, in where you don't know, when you don't expect, they are always doing it. It's a spiritual action they do. When they know what to do, these occultic people, to separate a man and his wife, or two people, what they want to do, I have seen it before. They will take two doll baby, one male, one female, for husband and wife, back them like this, tie them together, say, as you back one another, that is it, as you back one another, like this. So they will call the name of the husband, call the name of the wife, and make incantation and invocation, and invoke the power they trust in, and do that, tie it and throw it somewhere. As long as it's like that, those two people will never be in agreement by an action. Hallelujah. Church, one form of deliverance for that type of deliverance is to also bring doll baby like that. If God shows you that, as you cut it and bring them together by another prophetic utterance, that is how it happens. So many of us here, one thing that pertains to you or the other is in a cage somewhere. A pot, a calabash, a bottle, a container, buried on the ground, placed on inside a tree trunk. Buried somewhere, put in a ceiling somewhere of a building. Dumped there, forgotten there. Anywhere you go, you are wasting your time. Unless the grace of God, just mercy of God, just come and anointing comes and breaks it one day. But if there be anybody here now, as we shall break that sachet of pure water, by that prophetic action, anybody, anywhere, my life has been tied, my life has been in any cage, as I smash this water, as I smash, you will say, as I smash. That is the point of contact. It happens. Too many testimonies, I can't give any. When they say my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, do you know that there are some churches that don't believe in deliverance? Do you know there are some churches that don't believe in prophecy? Do you know there are some churches that don't believe in the gifts of the Holy Ghost? They don't believe in divine healing? There are. It's true. A neighbor's wife, we got a revelation when we were at Mafoluku. She had a heart problem, supposedly heart problem. That woman finished her husband's money, wrecked her husband's money. Because each operation she did was 900 and something thousand. And they opened that woman four different times. Each time they opened was 900 and something thousand, 1. Something million. When they open finish, they will not see anything. They will cover it up. 900 and something thousand, gone. She will receive healing after some time. Revelation came that woman needed deliverance. We met the husband. The husband said, oh, yeah, go on, me now. I went and met the woman. Sister, you need deliverance. Can you come to the church for deliverance? He said, in your church, do you people pray with anointing oil? I said, sure. Not only prayer, this is your own. You go drink them. He said, okay, secondly, do you people pray Holy Ghost fire? Holy Ghost fire? I said, well, fire. Fire must consume the thing disturbing you. He said, no, I don't believe in that. Which church do you go to? Christ Embassy. Amen. She knew who she was. She knew the assignment she had on that man. He said, no, don't pray. Call the Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost, get fire. Oh. Holy Ghost.
does he get fire? This night, fire will burn in the camp of the enemy. Holy Ghost, get thunder. Holy Ghost, he get thunder. Today, thunder will strike in the camp of the enemy tonight. Hallelujah. All they need from you is just a point of contact. Sometimes they take your cloth, they take your menstrual pad, they take your hair. That's all they need. Sometimes they take your money. You say, but I pay tithe, but I pay tithe. Yes, you pay tithe, but they take your money and go and keep it somewhere. A young girl had collected deliverance for in this church. Before she got delivered, I believe she's here now today. She's somewhere here today. Her mother's shop. She told me by herself that she's the one that raked the mother. She said they told her in the marine kingdom. She took it to under the water kingdom. Took some item of the business. She took it and then during the meeting in the night, took it there. She said they told her to make an incantation. As I keep this here, nothing will serve for that. They cock it in a case and put it under the water. Shortly after, that shop closed. Pata pata. They were begging to eat, and only she knew the secret. Tonight, anybody that took your item, anything pertaining to your progress, Holy Ghost! Hallelujah. This thing is a battle. These 3 days is a battle. And we intend to hold it full swing. Starting, we don't enter another day, have we? Today, Thursday. 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. Everyone from 30 years upward, sister, you are not married. Come here. We shall be in the children's church hall for a special deliverance for you. Before the service starts, we have finished. Before you come here and do the prophetic action. All the ministers have been on fasting throughout for days now. We shall all be there. All the ministers, all healing and deliverance ministry, all of us, we shall be in the children's church hall. 5 o'clock, if you like, come. If you like, no, come. Don't be me, you go marry. Me, I get wife. Praise God. 5 o'clock, I must marry. You are coming for deliverance. You must marry. I say you must. You must. This year will not end until you enter your husband's house. That's the truth. From 30 years up. From 30 years. 5 o'clock. Tell them. I think after you have told them. Tell. In case they're not here. Tell them. 5 o'clock. Tell them. Tap somebody now. Tell them. Five. You see, that one was sleeping. You say here. Tony, you are sleeping. What did I say? Okay, you are in the spirit. It's watching in the spirit. Praise the Lord. 5 o'clock, come. This week is a week of battle. It's a week of battle. I believe in battle. I fight battle. I fight spiritual battle. Amen. I was asking God one day in prayer. I said, what do you mean by this? All my life, from the age of 13 until 1990, all my life was in the military. My military school. And I remember the first day in my weapon training class was with a gun. Weapon training. And the first thing we were taught to cram, what is the aim of weapon training? And the instructor was making us all to cram it. And all of us know it by heart. Every soldier man, that is the first thing you will learn. The aim of weapon training is to train a soldier to kill effectively with any plateau weapon. So he taught me how to kill. And all the weapons, they taught us how to operate. Then, at the peak of it, he commanded me, pyam, and turned me to a spiritual deliverance minister. Hallelujah. And so, when I am fighting spiritually, I know that a battle is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There shall be battle in the camp of the enemy. Anybody that is holding your destiny, God will take him out of the way. Do you believe it? Do you believe it will happen? Praise the Lord. That mirror, anywhere they are using to monitor you, as we smash it here this night, that's why I say, we will do it 3 days like that. Every day. Today, we are going to smash it. Tomorrow, we'll smash it again. Next tomorrow, we'll smash it again. Then on Saturday, every firstborn that open your mama womb, come here and let's rededicate you. On Saturday, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Come here and let us rededicate you. And let us see whether we are serving just an idea or a living God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That padlock, wherever they locked you, as we open it, back up, anywhere it is, maybe they lock your womb. They pack your mother's children all and locked them somewhere in the spirit. Today, that padlock will be loosed. That padlock will be broken. As you open it here, wherever it is, it shall be open. This program is known in the Marine Kingdom. I'm telling you, that is the truth. See, our ministers here have visited so many places for deliverance. So many. Ogwajo. Where's Ogwajo? Come and tell them just 2 or 3 places you went. Let them understand how it works. Somebody shout the blood of Jesus Christ. I said the Marine Kingdom know that we are gathering here now. Somebody shout Holy Ghost fire. If you're not talking now, you sabi. Shout Holy Ghost fire. If you're not talking now, you sabi. Because anytime you shout fire, any demon holding your property, it will begin shake. Somebody shout Holy Ghost fire. Shout Holy Ghost fire again. Shout Holy Ghost fire again. Shout the point it, throw the fire in the direction of your village. Shout Holy Ghost fire. Some people don't know the direction of their village.
Amen. Amen. We all know that what we are doing now is real. Amen. So many testimony. Amen.
Name the villages you have visited.
So many, sir.
Name them. Name only 40.
Let me give a few one I can remember, sir. Yes, my sister. There was a day I went to her place.
Which one, my lord?
The one that I pointed now. So I want her to be here, yes, so that it will be life.
So that you will know you are telling the truth.
Amen. We went to her place at Oko Abi, after Oko.
They are not hearing him, please.
Amen. We went to her village in Anambra State after Oko. So that day she was in Lagos. Our sister were in the village waiting for us to come. So while we got there, we got to the village. We were about to enter inside the compound, the house. As we're about to step into the house, the Lord spoke to me that you take first step backward. And I took first step backward. He said, now, take three steps forward. And I took three steps forward. He said, dig that place. Amen. So, I called the brothers. I said, this place, oh yeah, dig it. They were digging it from ground for the hole they digged up most of this place. Suddenly, they met a big pot. Inside that pot, goat, full goat inside the pot. Fowl, full fowl inside the pot. Nails, so many things, cutlass, many things inside the pot. Inside, buried in that place. And the Lord spoke to me, as long as that thing remains there, and as many as they are, wherever they are, that will cross there and enter, none of them will prosper. Amen. Of course, she's here. She can testify to it. Amen. Give her the mic. What I'm saying, is it true or false?
It's the truth.
Hey. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The other one I can remember again, the one who went for...
Go sit down.
The other one who went to Enugu, and I think his sister is around too, who went to Enugu for prayers. So while we got there, we were about praying, the Lord said we should not pray. I said, why? He said, look, that orange tree. That tree is the cause of the problem. And I called her, I called him, I said, the Lord just told me that this particular tree now, your uncle is passing through this tree to get at you people. Amen. They thought we were playing. I said, cut down the tree. This man will die and confess. As the tree were being cut, the man was shouting. He made the tree fall down. The man died.
Hey!
Amen.
Action.
Amen.
Is that not a prophetic action? They were cutting a tree. As the tree cut and fell down, the man too fall down, die.
Oh. Amen. You know, so many. So that's why I believe that as many as of what I hear today, we must testify.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. An uncle of yours, as I was talking now, an uncle of yours appeared clear in the spirit. He is the one holding you. There is an uncle, a man in the village now, that is holding everyone. Everybody are dying anyhow. Death.
Confirm it for us.
Yes, you are right.
Correct.
You have to do with oil business before. Oil business. You do or include oil business.
Yeah, I do that.
Correct.
That business you have been working all your effort to, no one have ever brought in any cobble.
Yes.
The last transaction you had, it is price that cut off the business.
Yes, it's true.
Joy.
Look at what the angel God has missed to me, sir. There's a man in the village now. God wants to use program to blind his eyes.
Joy.
Praise God.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes.
There is a village I am seeing myself, and a man is there right now. Something like Isie Kelesi.
You are right.
Correct. Clap your hands now, church. Come forward, brother. Come forward. Come forward.
Uh-huh.
in that village, sir, there is a man. Your father is no more.
Yes, confirmed.
There is a man I met in that village, like somebody that is taking care of all the property your father left behind.
Confirmed.
That man, I will tell you, even his name just appear now. I will tell you so that when it happens, you will know that God now has judged him for what he has been doing. There is an incident that happened, sir. When I say death, people are dying anyhow. If you go to the village now and challenge that man, for you to come out to Lagos, it go hard. Are you getting my point?
I'm getting your point.
The Lord just spoke to me clearly that I should tell you that he, the Lord, has come through this program now. When you will break this mirror, that eyes will be closed.
Amen.
Hey. Yes, my father. Sir, you have some acres of land they gave you for sale that you will derive profit from?
Yes.
You have it now. Like a woman handed it over to you to sell?
Yes.
Look at what the angel of God, I mentioned me, sir. Sorry, you will do something now while I'm talking. Remove your shoe and sit down on the floor.
Thank you. Thank you. It's time for action. It is time for action. Anybody monitoring you as you are sitting down here now? Holy Ghost!
Why I say you to sit down? Why I am still talking? That man is seeing you. There's a mirror he has. He's seeing to monitor you. What are going on now? Anybody monitoring us? You are sitting down here now. Holy Ghost! Everybody stand up, stand up. Anybody monitoring me now? Anywhere they are monitoring me now, begin to destroy that monitoring gadget. In Jesus' name we pray. I don't like the way you are taking this prayer point. See, the man monitor him so that he knows he's here now. You are taking that prayer point again. Anything you say should happen to that eye that's monitoring, it will happen. Open your mouth and blinding that eye again. Blinding that eye. Blinding that eye.
In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Be seated one moment. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Let the Holy Ghost expose the enemy. It's a prophetic church. Fire, fire. Sir, why I am still standing in that place? The angels of the Lord, they were showing me so many palm oil trees. Palm oil trees that is you people's own. That palm oil tree that your family owns. Their land. Talk to the max, I don't know.
Yes.
Like palm oil trees. And there is a man, that same person. Yes, Lord. There is a brother of yours, as the Lord means to me right now. If you can remember this story, somebody went to a particular man and asked for small portion or small thing from what was left behind. Few time later, the person died. Can you remember that thing?
I can remember.
Can you remember that thing?
Yes.
The angel God told me clear that because of you that is here now, that the portion that belongs to everybody will be given out anytime from now.
Amen.
Look at what the angel told me, sir. I don't know. There's a name I'm receiving. I don't know who was that name. I'm confused. The name starts with G-O-D. God something. God D. I'll be God C. I'll be God D. God D. Is anybody that bears that name, God, the Abbey God, see?
Yes.
What's the name?
Godfrey.
God?
Godfrey.
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 Hey, clap your hands now. Amen. Why I am standing here, that is the name I am receiving in the spirit. And the angel God said to me, sir, don't be surprised that he, the Lord, wants to go and expose. Now hang on there. And what I saw, now blindness.
Amen.
And what the Lord say I should tell you is that your time has come.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He said it is written very clear. Yes, Lord. If only you will record today's date down. I'm talking to you like this. I don't know you anywhere. The angel of the Lord spoke to me now clearly that if that thing happen and if you not become who you will be, then you should call me a false prophet.
Hey. Choy.
Do you get what I told you now? He spoke to me that if you break that mirror, that day they will break it. Please don't miss that day. Today, Abi, yes. Even though say you don't sleep off, don't sleep today. Let that mirror be broken while you are awake. Because if you don't take time with that mirror, the mirror will disappear. God, this person I'm telling you, 24 hours, he wants to possess those property left behind. Do you understand what I mean, sir?
Yes, I understand.
And the angel come here to me, sir. Yes, Lord. I saw you carrying load in your head, heavy load.
All the load, no one have ever, somebody that carry load to market, no one ever brought that money. And the Lord spoke to me, all the load you have been carrying to people, going for business, every business, you don't do one business, you do different one that is available, that money will come out from. Talk to the mic.
You are right.
I don't know you, sir. Talk to me. I don't know you anywhere.
You are right. That's you right. Are in order. You are in order.
Amen.
And the angel of God made to me clearly that man has a mirror 24 hours using against you.
Choi.
When you join, if you meet good luck, Jonathan, our president, if you join business with him, to do any business, because of you, that business will not work.
Choi.
I'm telling you, this is told, says the Lord. For your sake, they will stop that business. But if they drop you and take another step and go forward, it will get their money. No, watch yourself. What I'm saying doesn't make any meaning to you.
No, it's not strange.
Amen.
The angel of God spoke to me clearly that you should sit down on the ground, that immediately I finish this message, you will jump up and go and break your mirror. This thus says the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I heard you.
He said, as I finish this message,
man,
yes,
bring,
my father.
Bring your mirror, hold it here.
Yes, Lord.
Where's your mirror?
Don't stand up. Let somebody bring it for you.
Man, bring his mirror. Please let his Jesus. Neighbor there bring his mirror. Now you go be number one to break mirror today. Give it to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says to me, as you is yes, Lord. Sir, I heard a name clear now. Who is Udubisi?
It's me.
This is God.
The angel of the Lord just spoke to me, tell Udubisi to smash his mirror now, because the man has wake up. Smash it now, you get desired results.
Choi.
Handle the chamber.
Choi.
Handle the chamber.
Handle the
chamber. Handle the chamber. Handle the chamber. Handle the
There was a sister of yours,
Afam, come,
that died.
Yes.
And there was a brother of yours also that died.
Yes.
Have you people ever realized and asked, what is the problem that's happening, that death is just surrounding the land? The angel God told me it is about to be exposed. The mystery of those deaths is about to be exposed. You will jump up on your feet and shout that your village name now, and smash the mirror. See God in action. It must not pass three. because he has gone out.
Oh yeah now. Stand up.
Wait. The church is going to shout the blood of Jesus Christ. You will jump up on your feet and go and smash it. Hey. The blood of Jesus, where shall we go? The blood of Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, go and smash it.
Menere mono so a prima na mona di dinama menere mono so a prima na mona di dinama menere mono so a prima na mona di dinama menere mono so a prima na mona di dinama menere mono so a prima na mona di
mirror, you will smash your own now. Bring another mirror.